From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A major earthquake has hit Afghanistan. A major earthquake struck northern Afghanistan Monday, shaking the capital of Kabul and sending tremors that were felt in Pakistan and India. In Afghanistan, provincial health authorities confirmed 6 dead and almost 70 wounded in Nangarhar province. In Kunduz province, the education director told VOA, 12 schoolchildren died while 35 others wounded. In Pakistan, 40 killed and more than 300 others wounded. Ayaz Gul of VOA felt the tremors in Islamabad and reports that rescue efforts are underway despite obstacles.
Most of the damage has occurred in northwestern Pakistan, which is a mountainous terrain, and now it's nighttime, and there are fears that even if people are trapped in that difficult area, it would be quite difficult for the authorities, for rescue teams to reach there and really help these people.
Afghanistan, of course, no stranger to the headlines. Just how is this earthquake going to affect national security?
Yeah, this is, as you know, Pakistan's military is already stretched out. They have been combating terrorist groups in northwestern Pakistan and in tribal areas which border Afghanistan, and some of which have been affected by this earthquake. But since it's there are a lot of reserve troops with the Pakistan military, and it appears that those are the ones who have been deployed for this rescue operation.
For more on this story, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In Libya, the bodies of at least 14 people were recovered on shore near El Comes, east of Tripoli. More than 20 bodies were discovered Saturday. Reports indicate most, if not all, were African, apparently trying to make the dangerous sea journey to Europe. Turkish officials say 9 people have been killed, including 2 police officers, in a raid on a suspected Islamic State cell in southeast Turkey. The raid comes as security forces are intensifying their efforts against the jihadist group following a twin suicide bombing in the capital of Ankara earlier this month that officials blame on Islamic State militants. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The dawn raid Monday by security forces on a suspected Islamic State safe house resulted in a gun battle raging for hours in the Diyarbakir province of southeast Turkey. The predominantly Kurdish region is close to the Syrian border and is widely believed to be a recruitment center for jihadists fighting in Iraq and Syria. Turkish Deputy Prime Minister Noyman Kurtulmuş said 12 Islamic State members had been captured. Turkish officials have implicated the Islamic State group in the bombing of a peace rally in the capital Ankara earlier this month. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told a Russian parliamentary delegation in Damascus on Sunday his country must first eliminate the terrorist threat as a way to reach a political solution to his country's nearly 5-year civil war. Analyst Joseph Ulmert of the University of South Carolina says this is nothing new.
He refers to all the opposition in Syria, which is most of the Syrian people, as terrorists. And of course he uses the word because he wants to justify, through the use of the word terrorist, all the harsh measures that his regime is taking against the Syrian people.
A member of the Russian delegation said Mr. Assad is prepared to take part in a new presidential election if that's what the Syrian people want. An opposition leader is claiming victory in Sunday's Republic of Congo referendum because of what he calls a very poor turnout. Guy Kinfusia-Romain, the president of the Union for Democracy and Republican Party, said the Congolese people heeded the opposition's call to stay at home because the referendum is an illegal means to keep President Denis Sassou Nguesso in power. Tanzanians went to the polls on Sunday to elect a new president and parliament in what could be the tightest race in the country's history. The longtime ruling CCM party was challenged by a coalition of opposition parties that nominated former Prime Minister Edward Lowassa as its presidential candidate. He faced Works Minister John Magufuli and the ruling CCM, President Jakaya Kikwete is stepping down after completing 2 5-year terms, as is allowed by the Constitution. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.